بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا. فقال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، ألف لام ميم، ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. وقال تعالى: ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله تعالى يرفع بها الكتاب أقواما ويدع به آخرين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما من شفيء أفضل منزلة عند الله يوم القيامة من القرآن. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن لله أهلين من الناس، قالوا: من هم يا رسول الله؟ قال: أهل القرآن، هم أهل الله وخاصته. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Alhamdulillah, my respected elders and brothers. From yesterday's program after Jum'ah, and the program last night, and the program this morning, the ulama ikram explained what is tasawwuf, what is tazkiya. And as mentioned, the Raja Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentioned the ibtida, the commencement of tasawwuf, is by the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that innamal a'malu bin niyat, that actions are judged according to the intentions. Tasheeh niyat, to rectify one's niyat. And the end point is ihsan, an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, to worship Allah as if you're seeing Allah. Fa'in lam takun tarah fa'innahu yarak. If you're not seeing Allah, then minimum have this thought that Allah is watching over you. And after that, the ulama ikram elaborated regarding tasheeh niyat. My intention is to discuss the second aspect. The sifat ihsan. How do you attain and how do you get this quality of ihsan? The thought of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watching you all the time. Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddith Dehalwi rahmatullah alayh has mentioned that there are three ways to inculcate and imbibe within yourself the quality of ihsan. So first point he mentions, ta'alluq with Qur'an al-Kareem. Connection with Qur'an al-Kareem. Second, Hazrat says, zikrullah. The dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the third is muraqabah and tasawwur, contemplation, pondering, meditation. So inshallah we'll try to discuss these three aspects. The first and foremost is Quran al-Kareem. As Hazrat explains, Quran Kareem is Allah Jalla Shan who's a love letter to us. And a person that has a more romantic temperament will understand the seriousness and of a love letter that you cherish. So if you look at it, the Quran Kareem is Allah's love letter. As it explains, out of love you'll send a letter to your son that has gone overseas. And you might send him a 10-page love letter to tell him what is his primary purpose, the company he should keep, the things he should stay away from, how he should look after himself, his mind, his body, etc. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of his compassion, has sent us also a love letter. A love letter of over 840 pages. Paras Quran Kareem, 7 manzils, 514 surahs, 540 rukus, 6,666 ayat, 86,430 words, 3,202,670 letters. This is the Quran Kareem. And the primary purpose is to create a relationship with the Banda and the Khaliq. So therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned His own name in the Quran Kareem approximately 2,698 times. So hopefully with one completion of the Quran and pondering when every time the word Allah comes, the purpose is to create a relationship with the Creator. And that would be sufficient to gain proximity and closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the Quran Kareem is totally balanced, complete. If you look in the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this world approximately 115 times. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned Akhirat 115 times. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned life 150 times. Death 150 times. Allah has mentioned Malaika 87 times. Allah has mentioned Shaitan 87 times. Allah has mentioned men 28 times. Allah has mentioned woman 28 times. So totally balanced Quran Kareem in every aspect, in every regard. And the Quran Kareem is a dialogue. There is no need for me to introduce the Quran. The Quran introduces itself. If you have to ask the Quran Kareem and engage in a dialogue with the Quran Kareem as to who has sent you, the Quran Kareem will reply, Tanzeelum mir Rabbil Alameen. I have been revealed from the sustainers of the world. And how appropriate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses these sifat of His Rabbil Alameen, the sustainer of the worlds. Like I have taken care of your need in terms of your physical nourishment, I have taken care of your needs in terms of spiritual nourishment also. Who is Rabb? Rabb is that being, that Zaat, the region slowly, shay'an fa shay'an, one level to the other, he takes a thing from nothing and progresses it to culmination, to termination, to completeness with compassion and love. So that's Rabbi Kareem. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this Quran Kareem. So that in itself, if a person gets a letter from the mayor's office, he is so happy and elated. He will keep that envelope for his generations to see that the mayor of the locality sent me a personal letter. If a minister has to send a letter, that also he will cherish. If a cabinet minister has to send a letter, he will make mention of it. Every wedding occasion he will tell everybody. Probably he will bring the envelope with him as proof. If the state president has sent a letter, probably till the end of time you'll talk about it. Allah Jalla Shanuhu has sent us a love letter. And the next time you look at the Quran al-Kareem, just contemplate, this is Allah's love letter to me. So it's sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you ask the Quran al-Kareem, what was your station before you were revealed? The Quran al-Kareem will say, بَلْ هُوَ قُرْآنٌ مَجِيدٌ فِي لَوْحٍ مَحْفُوظٍ. Nay, the truth is, that is the Quran al-Kareem that was in the protected tablet. There is no question of contamination of its subject matter, because it was in the protected tablet before it was revealed. When is news come and somebody adds to the news, or there is a possibility of somebody infiltrating the message and transforming it, Ya Allah says, no, it was in a protected tablet before it came. And not only that, maybe the means of transport that was utilized, there was a possibility of hijacking this transport, and the wrong message will come. So Allah Ta'ala says, no, نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينُ. Allah could have said Jibreel. Allah used the word Ameen. That the trustworthy one is the one that brought it down. To show that the Quran and Kareem, there is no question of contamination. So Allah sent it. It was in a prescribed tablet before it came. It came to us via the vehicle, the means of Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. And who did it come to? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the Quran Kareem explains this in so many places. Tabarakal ladhi nazzal al furqan ala abdihi, upon his servant. Alayka, upon you. Then the Quran goes even further. Not only that it was revealed upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the very organ on which it was revealed. Ala qalbika litakuna minal mundirin. Upon your heart. And the subject has also been mentioned from yesterday. Inna fil jasadi la mudgha. That in the body is a piece of flesh. This is the core of a person. So upon that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent. Therefore Shah Masulullah sahab rahmatullah alayhi used to mention, which I heard from Haji Farooq sahab on a few occasions. And he quotes Mala Masulullah Khan sahab saying, that any person that has a very strong connection with the heart of the Quran al-Kareem, Allah Ta'ala will make him memorize the Quran al-Kareem. And also Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will give him nisbat to the Quran al-Kareem. Because his heart is close to the heart of that being on whom the Quran was revealed. So this is the barometer and criteria for each one of us to check as we are sitting here. If you want to know your nisbat in terms of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, check your reverence to the Quran al-Kareem, and to what extent do you fulfill the rights of the Quran al-Kareem. So we need no other barometer to check. You know, we need no other yardstick to check. We all can check from the morning to now what tilawat of Quran al-Kareem have I made. From yesterday dhuhr to this today dhuhr, how much tilawat of the Quran al-Kareem I have made. Hazrat says, Surah Yasin, Surah Tabarak, Surah Sajda, Surah Waqiyah that we read, that is a wazifa that we read daily. Besides that, we should make tilawat of Quran al-Kareem. Besides that. If you ask the Quran al-Kareem as to one of his amazing feats, the Quran al-Kareem will say that the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, لَوْ أَنزَلْ. But if you have to reveal the Quran al-Kareem, عَلَى جَبَلٍ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّئًا مِّنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. All the Quran, the grandeur of the Quran, the majesty of the Quran al-Kareem, that if you had to reveal it on a mountain, it would humble itself and raise itself to the ground on the basis of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. How powerful is the message of the Quran al-Kareem. Sahaba explained that when the Quran al-Kareem was revealed on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he immediately realized it. The camel he was on could not take his weight. It would sit down. He should start perspiring immediately because of the strength of the Quran Kareem. The Rasul of Allah, who Allah made the recipient of the Quran Kareem, but that had an effect on Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His sahabi says once Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was lying on my lap and the Quran was revealed as if my legs were cracking and breaking apart. This is the awe of the Quran Kareem. And this is how it's supposed to stir the heart of a believer. If you ask the Quran Kareem, which month it was revealed, Shahru Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran. As it says, the entire month of Ramadan is sent as a celebration for the Quran Kareem. At times we celebrate by feasting, for example, Aqiqah, Walima. At times we celebrate by fasting. Only one type of celebration we are aware of, feasting. As the Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he got residency in Madinah al-Munawwara, he fasted for 40 days out of celebration. So inshallah Allah brings that in our lives also, to celebrate by fasting. If you ask the Quran Kareem, in which night were you revealed, Inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. If you ask the Quran Kareem, as far as its eloquence is concerned, the Quran Kareem says, Ahsan al hadith kitabun mutashabih. It is the best of speech. There is nothing superior. Have you got anything as a rivalry, as a competition? So Quran Kareem will immediately announce, وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِ. If you have got any doubt regarding what we have revealed to our servant, then bring something similar. This is the Quran's challenge. There's nothing similar. So in every aspect, the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala has safeguarded it. But what is the primary purpose of the Quran? Kitabun anzalnahu. We have sent this kitab لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسِ, to take out, so that you may take out by means of the Quran or Rasulullah, مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ, from darkness to light. So this is the Quran revealed in the Arabic language, as the Quran itself explains in Surah Yusuf. Other qualities of the Quran Kareem, it is shifa. Ulama have mentioned primary shifa is for the heart. But we think of the Quran Kareem only for shifa of our bodily ailments. But the primary shifa, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has written, is as far as the heart is concerned. And the other benefit is the physical shifa of the Quran Kareem also. And experience have showed those people through experience that if they read certain ayats, it affects certain ailments, it cures certain ailments. But the primary purpose is the darkness of the heart to remove. Min al-dhulumat ila al-nur. Ya Allah uses dhulumat, the plural, nur, the singular. The ways of darkness are plenty. The ways of nur is one. So Quran Kareem, this is its primary purpose. It is shifa. It is full of barakat. Mubarakun. Quran explains this in so many different places. The person that reads the Quran Kareem will become barakat. He will have blessing in him. People will come to take blessing from him. As Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explaining the hadith, which mentions that for a student of deen, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika spread their wings. You see, the general explanation the ulama give as to the reasons why the malaika spread their wings is out of izzat ikram for the student, to show his status. Like how in today's time, to show the status of a person, we lay out the red carpet to show his position. And we don't roll out the red carpet for any person. So as the Shaykh says, majority of the people's inclination is towards this. My personal zawk, my personal inclination is that the malaika spread their wings to take barakah from the student of deen. Is mutabarak. Is mubarak. We find that people complaining of difficulty of sustenance, shortage in the house, we should see whether we read the Quran Kareem. It will immediately bring the barakat. It is rahmah. And Hazrat, many times when Saatis complain to Hazrat that they have been a problem at home, etc., then Hazrat, one of the first questions he asks is the tilawat of Quran Kareem. Because if there is tilawat of Quran Kareem, it is rahmat. Then inshallah, through the barakah of the Quran Kareem, this discourse and discord between husband and wife will be removed. So it is barakat. So there is many other sifat of the Quran Kareem. The Quran, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, just think about, ponder, inshallah we'll try to tell me, as far as the Quran Kareem is concerned on these three ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, ma min shafi'in afdalu manzilatan indallahi yawm al-qiyamah min al-Quran. There is no interceder superior in rank in front of Allah on the day of on the day of Qiyamah than the Quran Kareem. And then the Nabi goes further to say, La Nabiyun, no Nabi's intercession will be equal to the intercession of the Quran Kareem. Wala Malakun, no angel. Wala Ghayruhu, besides Nabi or angel, nobody's intercession. And we have this desire for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interceding. There's a very good desire. But at least one is through Durood Sharif, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede. But the Nabi of Allah is mentioned, there is no intercession superior than the intercession of the Quran Kareem. La Nabiyun, wala Malakun, wala Ghayruhu. So if you want this intercession of the Quran Kareem, as the Shaykh has mentioned the hadith, when a person goes into a grave, then it will take a form of a smiling face that will protect the person. So we want the protection in the grave, attachment to Quran Kareem. In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that inna lillahi ahleen, Allah has family members. Whereas on one side Allah has no partner, He has no ascendance, He has no descendants, He has no ancestry. But here Allah Himself, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that inna lillahi ahleen, Allah has family members minan nas, from amongst people. So how about very, very curious? Family from amongst people? Qalu, man hum ya Rasulullah? Who are these family members? Qal, ahlul Qur'an, the people of the Qur'an. Whom ahlullah? They are the people of Allah. So people that are attached to the Quran al-Kareem are people of Allah. Whom khasatuhu? They are His specially favored servants. Allah give us tawfiq to appreciate this Quran al-Kareem. And this is tasawwuf. It's nothing other than that. Hazrat explains, what is tasawwuf? My Surah Yasin for the morning, have I read that? That is your tasawwuf. My daily tilawat, have I read that? That is my tasawwuf. My Surah Sajda, have I read? Is my tasawwuf. My Surah Tabarak, have I read? Is my tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is not some kayfiyat that we are hoping for. And probably some karamat, like Hazrat Maulana was explaining last night. Al-istiqamatu fawqa alfi karamat. That istiqamat and steadfastness is superior than 1,000 supernatural, unnatural actions. Like maybe thinking that through tasawwuf you're going to start flying in the air or something. Flies fly, there's no kamal in that. You don't say fly is a buzruk. We are looking for things that are out of the ordinary. This is out of that becoming the people of Allah, whom ahlullah, whom khasatuhu, the specially favored servants of Allah. And then what is your maqam, what is your rank, what is your status? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that in Allah ta'ala yarfau bihadha al-kitabi aqwaman. Allah raises nations via this Quran Kareem. Wa yada'u bi akharin, and demotes people via the means of the Quran Kareem. We want izzat, attach yourself to Quran Kareem. Izzat in the sight of Allah first and foremost. Ahlullah. Then Allah will give you this accolade that you are His family member. What greater izzat? What greater izzat? If the Shaykh favors you and calls you closer to you, You get very, very happy. You get totally elated. But what greater izzat can there be when Allah is saying that they are my family members, hum ahlullah. So inshallah we make azam first and foremost. That not a day will pass without tilawat of Quran and Kareem. And Hazrat says, besides our daily recitals of Surah Yasin, Tabarak, Sajda, etc. If you are not reading, make azam. At least like Imam Hanifa rahmatullah, he says the Quran and Kareem has a right over us. That minimum at least 2 khatams in a year. Minimum 2 khatams. Some of us just heard 2 khatams. Minimum. One in Ramadan, outwardly it seems one in Ramadan Sharif, one outside. And if you read approximately 2.5 to 3 pages a day, inshallah, the one khatam out of Ramadan we can easily make. So that is a starting point. But even in a shop when you open, you first take 1-2 lines. But then you don't stay content on 1-2 lines. You improve your lines all the time. And you try to add more lines. And you try to find out what line sells. But unfortunately when it comes to deen matters, we are still on the same. And each one should check, mashallah, we have taken bi'at. In terms of Quran and Kareem, how much improvement there is. One is in the kayfiyat, in how I recite, then kamiyat, in the amount I recite. MashaAllah, 5 years ago I'm on quarter, and I'm still on quarter. But our shop, our lines have increased tremendously. And we find out everywhere else what lines are going. And this is one of the primary reasons why the dua has been taught now in the month of Rajab. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. To mentally prepare us for Ramadan. That from now our tilawat starts increasing. If till Rajab we are reading a quarter, increase in Rajab. Sha'ban even more. So that by Ramadan we are totally ready. Now we're looking forward. So the preparation has started. And business people, mashallah, Stenger people are known for their business acumen. So now this business concept utilized for deen also. A person for December doesn't start preparing in December. No businessman prepare for December in December. Already after winter he is preparing. June, July, he wants the reps to come in. He wants the orders. He gives the orders already. And then he tells you delivery latest by November. After that I won't take it. I'll send it back. So he can prepare completely for the month of December. Nobody starts preparing for December in December. But unfortunately when it comes to deen, we start preparing for Ramadan in Ramadan. So these are the months to start preparing. Start increasing our taluk with the Quran and Kareem. And then what? That is a starting. Like as I said, starter pack. Starting with 2.5 pages, quarter para, half para. But now, what ideal should be for a non-hafiz, mashallah, we got a program for the ulama ikram, we got for the hufaz. For the non-hafiz, at least to come to the point of one para a day. And one other major benefit is that read your Quran according to the lunar calendar, starting at the beginning of the Islamic month. So we'll be in check with the Islamic month all the time. A person asks his grandfather, that, mashallah, now you're in the 80s, but you're always aware of the Islamic date. He says, so easy. I don't have to remember it. He says, how do you remember? He says, I look at which para I am, that's the Islamic date. So what's the Islamic date today? So that's where our tilawat is supposed to be. Or at least one para ahead, because if there are possibility of 29 days for the month. So any time of the year, we can say what is the Islamic date. Otherwise, you wouldn't even know the year or the month. So inshallah, one other benefit, there's a side benefit. Inshallah, make intention that to increase Rajab, inshallah, one khatam, if those that are making tilawat already. Those that are not making tilawat, come to 2.5 pages besides your daily wazai. Those that are reading 2-3 pages, come to a quarter. Those that are in quarter, make azam of half. And inshallah, at least, have this intention to make one khatam every month. Every month one khatam. More than our vitamin A's. Vitamin A, vitamin B, vitamin C. Now there is vitamin D. We wear topi, you need vitamin D. We wear topi, we need Quran and Kareem. There is a woman in Parda need vitamin D. They don't get direct sunlight. They must sit in the yard every day for 20 minutes. Vitamin D, Fatiman Q. Not Q as in Urdu Q, Quran. Quranic. That also daily dosage. Person doesn't have high blood pressure medication. And you can see his tabiat mizaj. Just stay away from him. You can see he's hot today. Stay away from him. Sugar. In a meeting, he said that he's a sugar patient. Don't argue too much with him. He didn't have his daily dosage. Allah Akbar, more important than that is the Quran Kareem. Not a day should pass without tilawat. More than our vitamin A, B, C, more than our insulin and our high blood medication is our daily dosage of Quran Kareem. You see, we are on this path of suluk. What is this path of suluk? One effective way is Quran Kareem. Hazrat explains in one bayan that the ways of Allah Ta'ala are many. Out of the many ways, Hazrat mentioned, the first way he mentioned is ta'alluq with Quran Kareem. Then he mentioned the second, rectification of salah and sunnah to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Then he mentioned tasawuf and tazkiyah. But he said the advantage of tasawuf and tazkiyah, it includes the other ways also. And then Hazrat says, don't confine the pathways to Allah to those few only. As many as the creation of Allah are the pathways to Allah. And some mashayikh have said, as many as the breath taken by the various creation are the pathways to Allah. Allah wants you to find Him, some way or the other. So Quran Kareem. So inshallah, this is the tashkil. Each one sitting here. That at least we are going to go to one para. But to reach there, slowly, slowly we are going to increase. And make khatam per month. One khatam every month. Inshallah, we'll do that. Rajab, still to we can complete Rajab, inshallah. Then Shaban also one completion by Ramadan, we can increase them. Because that is our habit. The other very, very important thing with Quran Kareem is dhikr, daily dhikr. It's absolutely necessary for a person, for a salik, to make his daily dhikr. And if you can in our masajids, few satis together, outside the boundary, as it says, make the dhikr. So at least it will keep you steadfast. Hazrat many times tells the ulama ikram that make tafsir in a masajid. And he says one of the benefits of making tafsir in a masjid is that your fajr will be looked after. Your fajr will be looked after. Because if Maulana is not there, then everybody's going to check, where's Maulana? If somebody else is not there, nobody worries. But once I was here last night, Isha time, we couldn't have gone anywhere. So he says minimum benefit is your fajr or jamaat will be looked after. Then, what you mentioned, the subject matter, and the nur of Allah Ta'ala will come, at least it will play on your mind what deen requires of you. And then if anybody else benefit, very, very good. That is the third benefit, which we think is a primary benefit. As it says, if any benefit, mubarak. But primary, the Quran tafsir that you should make is for yourself. So like that, if you have the zikr majlis, it's very, very, very good. And very, very important that إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That in the creation of the skies and the earth, in the changing of the day and the night, are signs for the people of intellect. And then the Quran Kareem explains who are the intellectuals. Today we say these are the bright sparks of our society. Now the Quran Kareem, what is the definition of who's the intellectual? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. So now see what Allah says. Who are the intellectuals? Hazrat Hakim Sahib says that Allah has given a definition of the intellectuals. And الْأَشْيَاءُ تُعْرَفُ بِأَزْدَادِهَا. Things are known by its opposites. So what's the opposite of intelligent? So when the Quran Kareem says the intelligent are the ones that make zikr of Allah, qiyaman, standing, qudan, sitting, wala junubihim, lying down. And the second thing that they do, which I explained, Shah Abdul Aziz Muhaddid Delhmi rahmatullah has mentioned, for sifat ihsan to come, is tafakkur, muraqabah. And this ayat of Quran, this ayat of Kareema mentions both zikr of Allah and tafakkur. So ulul albab, the Quran explains of those that make zikr. So those that don't make zikr, and I said al ashya wa tu'rafu bi azdadiha, things are known by the opposite, awat. So that is, and if somebody calls us stupid, we feel so offended. Then we should check whether I made zikr for the morning or not. Then if he didn't make zikr, no, he's correct. I'm stupid. Because the Quran says the intellectuals are those that make the dhikr of Allah. فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Allama Alusi Baghdadi رَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, in the tafsir of this ayat in Ruhul Ma'ani, writes that ulul albab, the intellectuals, it is essential for hidayat that akal is not sufficient for hidayat. He writes, in لِأَنَّ الْأَكْلَ لَا يَفِي لِلْحِدَايَةِ, that the akal is not sufficient for hidayat. What the akal, you require the dhikr of Allah for hidayat. He says, because of the nur of Allah, the nur of dhikr, Allama Alusi's words, what the nur of dhikr, will your tafakkur, will your intelligence be guided. In fact, on that, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi is written, that those who you call the so-called intellectuals of our time and mufakkirin Islam, those that ponder about Islam, he says, don't just look at the outward of him. See whether he makes zikr. Because if he does not make zikr, his thought process will not be guided. That is why today we find so many different ways of propagating deen. Don't just look and fall at the outward. Look whether they are paban on zikr. If they are paban on zikr, you will see that takfakkur will be sahih. So Hazrat said that any person who thinks of himself to be intellectual, don't just look at the outward and his thought pattern and his process and how intellectually he puts a thing forward and how he debates an issue. Look whether he's got dhikr. And he says that is why Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi wasallam, Mujaddid al-Millat, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned dhikr first before tafakkur. Why dhikr first? Because this is required in order to direct your tafakkur. Otherwise, you will make tafakkur and come out with wrong deductions. So very, very important. That, and then tafakkur. What is tafakkur? In one hadith, in Targhib wa Tarhib, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, that tafakkaru fi khalqillah. Ponder regarding the creation of Allah. Wala tafakkaru fi Allah. Don't ponder about Allah. Because your intellect will not be able to comprehend who Allah is. And then Hazrat Hakim Sahib explains this point. He says that the thing that is mahdood, that is restricted, that is definite, its potential is always definite. And then Hazrat says a further point. He says that which is greater in volume and size, which is mahdood, restricted, a thing of smaller in size will not be able to comprehend it totally. Then I'll just give an example to understand. He says, for example, this glass in the water. There's water in the glass. This is the tasawwuf, to read Bismillah first. Tasawwuf is nothing else. What is required, I must do. I walk close in the morning. Did I wear my clothes? Did I read my dua? If I haven't read my dua, that means the huzuri of Allah is still not there. I need to make more zikr. My zikr hasn't taken rung. And each one of us think, mashallah. If you ask the dua now, we honor the dua. And wearing clothes, Allah Ta'ala will forgive your previous sins. As I explained, the dua for eating, the similar dua for wearing clothes. Alhamdulillah, alladhi at'amani hadha, wa razaqanihi min ghayri hawlim minni wala quwa. In the benefit of that hadith, Hazrat says that what you're doing, what you like, we all like eating. To get us out of the dastarkhan is a problem. That we enjoy. So Hazrat says that which you enjoy and your sins are forgiven for 1 year. In the same way, if a person wears clothes and reads the dua, Alhamdulillah, ladhi qani, hada qanihi min ghayri hawlin minni wala quwa. So this is the tasawwuf. I wore clothes this morning. Did I keep sunnat in mind? Did I keep right in mind? Did I keep left in mind and removing? Did I read my dua? If I haven't, that means my zikr is still not taking rung. It's still not taking ka. It's still just on the tongue. It hasn't reached the heart. When it reaches the heart, the star of Allah will be there. Then I can't wear clothes without reading the Masnoon Dua. So as this explains that the water of a jug, which is mahdood, which is confined, which is restricted, which has a definite volume, height, breadth, length, it cannot go to something, it cannot fill something which is smaller in volume. So this is in the same way, a water in a mud pot cannot fit in a jug. A water in a river cannot fit in a mud pot. Water in a dam cannot fit in a river. The water in the sea cannot fit in the river, in the dam. The water of the oceans cannot fit in the sea. So these are all mahdood, but they cannot fit in something that is smaller. But which akal, which is mahdood, which is definite, how can it comprehend that which is la mahdood? It can't. So therefore, there is, even logically, we cannot ponder about who Allah is. Because whatever has a definite, its potential, its limit, is definite. If I have to tell you, think of the furthest place. If this example was in Gauteng, they would have talked about Durban. Gauteng is always thinking about Durban. Alhamdulillah. Or somebody is a bit more, he will talk about a point in space. Because he's a bit acquainted with the outside also. But then to no matter how far he thinks, whether he learned about the big, the black hole and how gigantic and massive it is and how many different galaxies can fit in it, etc. But then to wherever his thought pattern will eventually reach, it will be definite. Man cannot think that which is indefinite. Allah's Zat is indefinite, we cannot ponder about Allah's Zat. So therefore even logically, that we cannot make tafakkur in Allah. La tafakkaru fillah. Because your intelligence cannot comprehend who Allah is. Then what should we make tafakkur about? We should make tafakkur about, primarily the tafakkur we should make is about the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what benefit? We said this is one way of sifat ihsan, which we don't spend time regarding. Therefore we don't find the transformation and the changes within ourselves. In a hadith it comes that tafakkur fi sa'a, in a moment. The word sa'at can be used for hour, it can be used for moment. A period of time. In the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more superior than 70 years of ibadat. 70 years of ibadat. In fact, there's a riwayat of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, a marfu riwayat. Which Allah Ma'alusi Baghdadi rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned in the tafsir of this ayat, tafakkaru. And Hazrat Hakim Sahib has quoted this in Kashkol al-Ma'rifat also. So he says that if a person, inna rajulan mustalqin, lying on his back, relaxing, he looks at the nujum, he looks at the stars, and he looks at the moon, and he says that when looking at it, and and he marvels at his beauty and his grandeur, and he says there is a creator. And after he says that, oh, forgive me, O Allah. That means he has come to the deduction that there is a creator, and he says, forgive me. Hazrat says that Allah Ta'ala's josh of rahmat comes upon him and Allah forgives him immediately. Therefore look at the ayat of the kareema. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Who's the ulul albab? Who are the intellectuals? الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. After that what? Just not tafakkur. رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Oh Allah, you have not created this in vain. Immediately you come to a realization there is a superior being that has created it. And then we learn another adab, which is very, very powerful. That immediately when you come to this realization, make dua. So wherever you go to a beautiful scene, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَا, then فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. And inshallah the dua will be accepted immediately. Like this hadith says, this marfu riwayat, that when this person lying on his back came to the realization that there is a creator, and he said, oh Allah forgive me, Allah forgive me, immediately. So this is how the power of tafakkur. So zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala daily. And now the question is, Mawlana Ashraf Thani rahmatullahi alayhi writes, how do you know that the zikr that you are making, mashallah, you might be making zikr for 2, 3, 4 years. One is the sign of qubuliyat. And now that it's bringing color, that's what we know. Obviously we're engaging in an activity We need to know the end result, whether he's profiting us or not. We check our shop balances all the time, whether our liabilities, our assets, our payments are more, our overheads are more than our profits. We check all this. So even in the zikr, what is the sign of qubuliyat? So as it mentioned, he writes this ayat, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا ظَلَمُوا وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Achieve point hasn't mentions. He says the sign of that your zikr is bringing color. He says Zakarullah. Allah Ma'arusi Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi has given great detail as to what entails Zakarullah, many things. But one of the things of zikr is qalban and qaliban, with the heart and with the body, bil jawari, bil lisan, with the lungs, with the tongue, etc. But here we are discussing tafakkaru, pondering, or we are discussing dhikr bil lisan, dhikr with the tongue. So as it says, that immediately after dhikrullah, Allah Ta'ala says, فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. The one sign that your dhikr is qabool in Allah and is bringing color is when you start making abundance of istighfar. Then Hazrat goes further to say, not only istighfar on the sins that you do, but even on your amali khair. So it becomes your wird, your recitation all the time. Istighfar, 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 istighfar. You come out of the masjid, oh, how am I supposed to perform salah? I didn't. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. Then, what is the second sign that your zikr is bringing color? Because here it says, ذَكَرُوا. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ. وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Yaqeen. That none forgives sins besides Allah. That means istighfar comes into your life, not only on your sin, but your amal khair. One. Second is that your yaqeen on Allah increases. Now everybody should check by making dhikr, does my yaqeen on Allah increase or not? The second sign of qubuliyat. Third. وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. That your zikr is taking color when you do not make israr ala dham any longer. You do not continue with sin. If you are still persisting on sin, that shows that your zikr hasn't taken color yet. The zikr hasn't taken color. So this is israr ala dham. So Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq. My time is up. They are ushering me to go out. Take care. Acha. So, the three things of the Sifat Ihsan. One is Tilawat of Quran. Inshallah, that we have made intention. Every day, recital daily. We will not sleep no matter where we come from till our Tilawat is not complete. One, inshallah. And where we going to reach at least one para a day. But increase slowly. Second, Dhikr. And with Dhikr, two Sifat. Muhabbat, azmat of Allah. Muhabbat, azmat of Allah. If you wanted to bring color, like Hazrat says, one of the muraqabas taught us this in the last few weeks. He says, when you're saying the word Allah, don't just say it like that. Oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I need you. Oh Allah, I want you. When you cry like that to Allah every day with a zikr, Allah will not come. When you say in a capsule, empty capsule, we're just saying the word Allah. Say it with this feeling. Oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, I need you. Oh Allah, I require you. You're my greatest need. You're my greatest want. Then see what the dhikr does for a person. So, walam yusirru. So, the dhikr every day. And little while for muraqabah. And we explained in muraqabah, not in the creation of, not in Allah, but in the creation of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq, inshallah. And make some time. And a time that is conducive. For example, tafakkur, now you want to make, when you go into the house in the musalla, the wife is telling you, bring the bread, now you say tafakkur. It's not going to work. Now you want to sit there and make tafakkur, she's asking about the bread, milk, you brought potatoes, I asked you to bring from work today. No, best in the morning. There's no, but the wife, inshallah, like that, you got an excuse that there's no shops open for bread, milk, nothing. So, hopefully she won't even bother you at the time of the morning to go and buy something. So just a little while, and you don't need hours for it. 5 minutes, 2 minutes. The rewind says that he just came to the realization that there is a greater bit of the stars and the moon, and that was sufficient maghfirat. Bas. So three things inshallah. And this is tasawuf. If you know what is tasawuf, this is sifat ihsan, this is tasawuf, this is tazkiya, and this inshallah Allah ta'ala will take us to this point where we got Allah's istihzar all the time. Inshallah. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.